Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled Live Appily Ever After, written by George and Becky Low Miller. As settlers poured into the New World, they brought with them the seeds and scions of their favorite apple varieties to plant around their homes and to establish commercial orchards. In 1625, William Blaxton planted the first orchard near Boston. Apples were an essential crop because they stored better than any other fruit and could be dried and preserved for winter use. This versatile fruit could be made into vinegar, cider, jams, jellies, and desserts, and was used in soups and stews when vegetables were in short supply. Over the years, at least 7,000 varieties have been grown in the United States alone. About 1,000 of these antique apples are still available from specialized nurseries. You can enjoy some of your grandparents' favorites, like the crisp and juicy Baldwin, first called the woodpecker when it was introduced in 1740. You might even want to sample Ben Franklin's favorite apple, the Newton Pippin, considered one of the best dessert apples of that time. Today's dwarf apple trees bear full-size fruit, but are easy to prune and pick. For really cramped quarters, try a pole apple. It grows only 8 feet high and 2 feet wide. Some folks have shied away from planting apple trees because of the spraying they require, but new resistant varieties have changed all that. Four flavorful no-spray apples are Liberty, a slightly tart variety that stores well for months, Freedom, a bright red early ripening variety, Gold Rush, a sweet late-ripening yellow apple, and Jonifrey, a flavorful variety bred from the old-time Jonathan apple. Apple trees should be planted with generations in mind, so choose the site carefully. They require a sunny spot with well-drained average soil. Dig the planting hole twice as wide as the root ball and no deeper. When backfilling, add some peat moss or compost with the dirt. Water twice a week for a month in the absence of rain. Most dwarf trees will bear fruit in 3 to 5 years.